Hello and welcome to Resync, an Assassin's Creed podcast.
Welcome.
Lucas, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, especially like with all this light and, you know, my voice sounds really good right now.
Yeah, your voice does sound very good. Very melodic, if you will. You have a beautiful voice, my friend.
Oh, thank you. You do too, actually.
And we are super, super thrilled to be presenting ourselves from our new studio, new and improved, for the first time. So, yeah, we've got a new location. We've got some new equipment. We're going to continue to improve the formula. Lucas, this is your time to rag on me now, if you will.
So, yeah, it's not fully. We have a bunch of things that we actually have to do. Like, the camera's not right. His boom arm, he left in his girlfriend's trunk of his car like 10 minutes before he's supposed to be here.
I'm ashamed. I really am. I made a mistake, and, you know, I'm just going to strive to be better.
Yeah, and I have to sacrifice our table for this. So, like, our table is using, we're using a crappy boom arm that doesn't have a very good, like, mount to the table. So it's just, like, almost putting a hole through it right now.
Yeah, I'm watching it. It is scary.
I know. I'm going to get smacked in the face at some
Lucas point. Lucas will get hit in the face with it. It's crushing it very slowly. And, like, it's a not great situation. But yeah, we'll keep you updated on that, friends.
Yeah, once we both have our arms, I'm going to 3D print some more shit. It'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be great. But we hope you enjoy this background that we haven't actually decided what we want to look like. But obviously we are there on location. Shit, should I find like a cool Venice background? I feel like that'd be pretty sick.
That would be cool. Well, or do you like the...
I guess this doesn't like really have Venice in it.
Do you have the Auditorium State or something?
Honestly, Monteriggioni?
Yeah.
All kinds of ideas, but we obviously are here on location at this place that I may or may not have mentioned.
We're there right now.
Exactly. So we're talking about Assassin's Creed Aquilus today. It is the second volume of the graphic novel series.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. If you can't tell, I watched Mission Impossible this weekend. It's very good. It's very good. But, yeah, we're very excited to talk about this in this bonus episode, getting ready for Season 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be coming in just a couple weeks. We got one more bonus episode that it itself is coming in a couple weeks because next week I'm going to be in Detroit.
That's right.
Yeah, so we're taking a week off next week, and then we'll be back for one more bonus episode. And then we're on to Season 3. Very excited. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, baby.
That's like the best one besides this one that we just played.
Yeah. It's literally, like I said, I have three games that are like in just that top three. And it's 2, Brotherhood, and Black Flag. I'm sorry, brother. I'm just saying it's a great game.
I roll my
game.
Eyes at you.
It's a great game.
I just roll my eyes
it
at you.
It has a couple issues. Don't get it. It's not a perfect game. But it's so good, brother. And I'm excited. We're getting closer. But, yeah. So, for those that remember, if you haven't already, go watch our episode last season in between, where we talked about Volume 1 of this graphic novel. We thought it was kind of mediocre, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was just fine. Like, it was mostly a retelling of the events of the first game. And then, you know, it had a little bit, like 2 or 3 pages of new stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now it just kind of, like, it's funny because they immediately fucked up the canon, in that first volume. Yeah. And so now they're like, what do we do now? So they're kind of just spiraling.
Yeah,
like,
they're just breaking canon everywhere. But honestly,
it's own thing. Yeah. But, yeah, it's a cool, like, what-if scenario, like, alternate reality type thing. But... yeah, we get a lot more, like, actual new stuff this volume. And what'd you think about all that?
Honestly, I thought this was pretty badass. I thought most of it was pretty cool.
I mean, it's aight. I enjoyed it more than the first,
yeah,
definitely.
Like, as a what-if scenario. Like, I definitely added this as, like, distance myself from like Assassin's Creed 2 and like the and like Brotherhood and like the continuity that happens there.
Right.
So like I just kind of approached it that way and I enjoyed it like as that.
Right. Yeah, no. I can get along with the premise. I just this time one the presentation really bugged me. Do you know the amount of times they had like multiple speech bubbles and how like the speech bubbles don't even get close to a character?
Oh, you know how many times
I was looking at the page and I'm like, who the fuck is talking right now?
I'm with you,
like, yeah, and the art is kind of smudgy sometimes. Like so last volume we talked about how I really appreciated the like early 2000s comic design aesthetic that it had going on. Here I think it takes it too far, and I don't know, there's some that are really like good and some that aren't.
It's badass. That is badass.
Like yeah, it has good pages, but then it has bad pages too. It like, feels like a bunch of interns
Desmond,
were on
like,
this
beating a bunch of people up. That's cool. He's doing a flip there, like what?
He is doing a flip there. It's a cool page. Like I said, there are cool pages, but there are others that are not so cool. It's an inconsistent one for me.
No, I was kind of with you there. The art style changed a lot. I mean, especially because they're going back and forth between like all the time. They jumped around way too much, in my opinion. Like it was like every other page they were like back in time, and I was just like, can we like have some like something like resolution going on? I get you're like happening at the same time, but
right. Yeah, no, I completely agree. I also just thought that Aquilus' story was a little surface level.
Yeah.
Wasn't that all in depth? I didn't hate it. Like, I just thought it was fine. It was okay. Like I said, I think it's better than the first volume. I like how it's kind of spinning off into its own thing. It's not just recapping, you know, Brotherhood. We just read a whole novel about that. So, you know, I enjoyed this more than the first, but I do think there are some annoyances about it, I guess, that just kind of bug me still. But overall, I would say it's interesting enough. I think the third volume is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm curious to what the hell is going to happen.
I do think it's going to continuously get better. Like, I feel like volume 3 is going to be the best one yet. Hopefully. Hopefully we get into some nitty-gritty about it.
Yeah, I really liked the whole, like, the eagles and vultures thing. I thought that was fun. Like I liked that whole like arc, I guess.
yes So there's a sort of metaphor between just the different generations of assassins about like what is it that the eagles become vultures.
Eagles, yeah, well I thought assassins were the eagles or whatever.
Yeah. Then there's the vultures.
Because they talk about how, like, Ezio, like, Altair, like, how they all, like, they mean eagle.
Eagles do not fear vultures, but they should learn to be wary of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of motif. And, yeah, no, it's pretty badass. It's pretty badass. I like that. Still better than the Assassin's Creed movie. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely better.
So, yeah, exactly. It gets brownie points for doing things better than the movie. Not saying it's like the best thing since sliced bread, but it's not bad. It's not bad.
Whoa. That burp was in 4K, guys.
4K. Belch. What can I say? Better out than in. You know?
Just quoting Shrek. It took me a long time to think of that name.
Well, yeah, I honestly couldn't tell you if that it was from that. I feel like I've heard it in a lot of places. But
yeah,
like you said, overall, I'm feeling pretty good about this graphic novel comparative to the first. It was a definite step in the right direction. A couple things they kind of backslid on. Like I said, the art's a little inconsistent. So if they just have the guy that did this assassin's fight scene, just make sure that guy, whoever he is or they are, keep him there. That's all I ask. Even though this series is long done and it's not like they're doing more of these, they are still releasing Assassin's Creed comics, but they're not really it's not a continuation of this storyline, at least.
Okay.
But they're still making plenty. I think they just started an Assassin's Creed Mirage comic. Which, okay. Like, it's a little late, but okay.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. We'll get to that eventually. But, yeah, man, overall, I mean, I don't really have a whole lot to say about this. How are you feeling?
I really like the ending, though, where they all end up at the...
at Monterrejone?
Monterrejone, yeah.
Well, yeah, because it sets up Brotherhood.
It sets up, yeah.
Which I think is funny, because the first volume set up Assassin's Creed 2, right? Like, the events were going to happen. But then... this comic basically explains, yep, we got it all in one setting. Nothing happened. Everything, there was nothing special. You're right. We're done. Just skip the whole modern day storyline of two to like go on to the next one, which I think is just funny. Like I said, we talked about like it's a what if scenario. But yeah, I just I like the fact that it just completely breezes over the events of two of like, yep.
Yep.
And,
yep.
Oh, yeah. And you're meeting Sean and Rebecca now just for the first time. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Don't worry about it.
It
just cracked me up.
I didn't remember the doctor. What's his face? What's his fucking name?
Oh, no. He was comic exclusive. Yeah. Yeah. This is a cool, like, extra detail. It was Mr. Geyer.
Geyer, yeah. I was like, I don't remember that character.
Yeah, you know, a German term for vulture.
For vulture, yeah, which you know, he figures out through the
absolutely wild.
To, like, and then he shoots him.
Yeah, no, it is, yeah. So, I like that stuff. He's like, I'm becoming an assassin. So, it's interesting. I like the take. I like the expanded stuff because, you know, Lucas and I are both... you know, fans of the Desmond Miles saga, I guess you would call it.
Yeah, I like seeing Desmond kick ass. That's like some of my favorite stuff to see in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, so seeing more of that, I feel is on it gives us some brownie points. It really does. That sort of story expanded on in any way, whether it's, you know, theoretical or hypothetical or the real deal.
Yeah, definitely.
Hashtag bring Desmond back for realsies.
Yes. Bring him back. I like him.
I like him, you know? He's a pretty cool guy.
I want him back.
I think it'd be pretty, you know, well worth the time. But, hey, what can I say? I ain't Ubisoft. But, yeah. How are we feeling about Aquilus as a character?
I mean, I feel like you said, there's not... they don't really... like, he's just like an assassin. I don't know.
Right. I don't think they really characterize him that much. They mostly work through the plot of just like yeah, go like, here, do this, go yeah, here, do that.
And then he's like kind of a chill guy. Like everyone likes to hang out with Aquilus. Like that's kind of fun.
Insert chill guy meme. Like, it's just Aquilus. I'm just a chill guy. What can I say? But yeah.
I like his like introduction where like the... like they were gonna kill him, and then they're like, "No, I know this guy. He's like a spy,
right?"
And like, yeah,
all kinds of shit. I like the little Roman influence they got going on.
I guess I knew it was far back. I didn't realize when it took place exactly.
Right.
For some reason.
Right. Yeah, it's in a weird spot.
Yeah, I don't know if Rome was a thing yet or anything.
Right. But yeah, overall, I mean, shit. I don't really have too much to ramble about on this one. It's another very short volume. It's longer than the last one, but not by much.
Like 25 pages.
Yeah, it was literally like, I think 30 pages, like 32 pages. This one's like 47 or something.
Yeah, I think it's like 52.
Yeah, this is 48.
48? Dang.
So, you know, it's kind of crazy. Titan Books. What interesting fellows. But anyway, we hope you enjoy the new studio. One thing we never actually talked about was that Assassin's Creed Shadows got a roadmap.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought they released the whole ass game. I didn't realize there was more to add.
Well, let me tell you. They dropped a long fucking ass game. And then they're like, here. Let's
make it longer. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So I'm gonna pull this up But this was like a month ago at this point now that they dropped this. But there's actually some pretty interesting stuff that I'm kind of excited about. So in early May, which I believe this has already happened, that their first story drop, which was a new free quest called The Works of Louis Froy, I believe is how you pronounce it. And so, yes, I've played the game since, and that quest is there. And then they did a codex update and some quality of life improvements. It's like a fairly significant patch to help with bugs and shit like that. And late May, which I don't know, I haven't heard anything about this. I don't know if there's been an update on this yet or not. There was a first special collaboration. So they got some collab going on.
Hell yeah.
And then there's a major parkour update with height gaining back ejects, height gaining side ejects, and a new vertical ledge jump, as well as a big photo mode update. So added more parkour stuff. Very exciting.
Parkour's
being
fun.
Able to do more parkour shit.
Everyone likes, you know, good photo mode too nowadays. Like,
no, I completely agree. And then in June, and all this is free, by the way. In June, there's a second story drop, a new free quest, a new ally for your league, which is cool. New difficulty settings, which I'm very excited about because I have breezed through expert. And so give me a challenge, motherfuckers. That's right. I rocked your shit. And I'm currently going for that plat still. They have gameplay immersion options, which is interesting. A new open world alarm system. So you know how when you go into bases, there are alarm bells? You might not, because I don't even think you played that far.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So they're just going to have them everywhere now. So
anywhere. Like anywhere? Like anywhere on the map?
Yeah, even out in the country, they can go hit that alarm bell to make it more of a threat. So they're increasing the game difficulty a little bit, because a lot of people were saying that it was really easy. And so they're like, all right.
It does kind of feel like an arcadey beat 'em up, but
yeah, you know? And so then also a headgear in cutscene option, so you can have your helmet on if you want.
Cool.
But then there's some, yeah, there's some additional free content coming as well that aren't dated, including New Game Plus. If the game wasn't long enough for you the first time, do it 13 more times. And so then there's some community.
Why do they just want to make it like, it's already like a 50-hour game, isn't it? Like, why are they just like persistent on making
it? You can technically beat it in 35 hours.
Jesus, that's too long.
Yeah,
that's too long.
It's pretty long. And you're most likely going to be spending 50. So yeah, it's a long game. To complete it is like 100 hours.
And I thought they were trying to like condense it. Like, that's as big as fucking Odyssey. Like,
yeah, but the thing is that Valhalla was longer, to be fair.
My God, they got to chill. What are they doing?
Yeah, it's smaller than Valhalla.
No, no wonder they're flopping everywhere.
Yeah, it's a little something. But hey, you know.
Because like, if you can't make something that big and expect it to be good every time you make something that big, and then it hasn't been good.
Right.
So like, people know that. Why are they trying this? I don't know.
Yeah.
Make a game. Make a game. That's all I want.
Hey, Shadows is good.
Shadows was fun.
Good game. It has issues, but it's overall good game.
I enjoyed it more than I enjoyed Odyssey.
Honestly, that's good, because he didn't like Odyssey, so that's important.
It's better than Black Flag.
Damn, that's some high praise right there.
It felt more assassin-y than Black Flag did. There's no
okay,
boats,
fair. That's fair.
You know, it feels like an Assassin's game. It's right on my alley. And plus, like the whole Japan, so like it kind of it has a little bit of it because it got some of my favorite things in it. So it lucked out.
You should keep playing it then.
I just haven't been playing games except for Rocket League, honestly.
Well, you're about to be playing a couple of games. Dun dun dun. But. Yeah, there's also like a bunch of other stuff that's getting added. So they're doing some community feedback updates. So they're actually like working with like a bunch of people are bitching about this one thing, and they're like, all right, just fixing it. So they haven't committed to exactly what those are, but continuing to listen. New story drops, special collaborations, codex updates, Animus content, which I'm excited about. So give me more battle passes and shit.
I'm interested about the lore. I just don't care enough to like look into it. So I'm just going to hear about it from Landon.
That's fair. That's very valid. Also going to add some new rewards. I'm kind of hoping there's some new legendary weapons. That would be pretty sick. And then some optional paid content, which includes store drops, of course, and the Claws of Awaji expansion, which I believe you got for free if you pre-ordered. So pretty sick. Lots of cool stuff. And yeah, we've heard some more stuff about like the Claws of Awaji expansion, how you're going to get new weapons. It's a new region. Really exciting stuff. But honestly, I'm still working through all of that end game content. It can take its time. Like, it'd be rough out here.
Yeah. I mean, I get you don't have time to play 300 hours of content.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be rough out here. But yeah, there's a lot to look forward to with Assassin's Creed Shadows. I think it's interesting. I'm curious to see how much they support the Animus Hub aspect of it. Keep adding stuff with the modern day. Make interesting stuff. You know, make it compelling to go there. Because I think the, you know, foundational idea is attractive. But we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, I do think the idea is cool. It's just hard for me to, like, get into that kind of thing, you know?
Right.
I'm just like, meh. Like, I could probably just play the game.
Probably, yeah. It'd be nice if they added some, you know, gameplay segments. Be pretty cool. But
or like an in-game scavenger hunt, like.
Yeah. You know, it happens. But I don't know. You got any final thoughts here? I feel like it might be time to wrap it up.
Yeah. Well, I don't really have any final thoughts, but this was kind of a fun read.
Yeah.
If you read it, I think it. It was definitely worth it. It's like, what? Hell, how much was this thing?
Looks like $10.
Yeah, for $10, it's fun. It has some like what-if-y scenarios, like we were talking about.
Right.
And I really enjoyed like Desmond in this, but I always enjoy Desmond anywhere I see him. So.
No, I can appreciate that. Desmond is a sick character, you know. Ubisoft.
Yeah, just he's doing flips and shit in this book. He's like, yeah, the Animus is really paying off. I'm like, damn, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Be mad acrobatic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, really appreciate that. Hope you guys like this new setup, this new direction we're going into. Yeah. We're just trying to give you guys the most quality content that we can put out. You know, have some fun with it. You know, it's a nice looking studio. We're very appreciative of it. Very excited to see how this all kind of turns out and everything.
Yeah, and hopefully you guys really enjoy the audio update because I know a lot of you guys are listening to us, not just more than the people viewing us, but hopefully right. You enjoy that.
Yeah, we want to make sure we cater nice to you voices, listeners. Yeah. Yeah, we want our voices to sound crisp, you know, hopefully a little melodic.
Yeah, and hopefully I don't like drift out as much as usually because my voice is kind of quiet, so, and his is loud, so like using the same microphone was a really big challenge.
Yeah, I can make some loud noises from time to time, usually with my throat. Yeah. So we appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
And hopefully you guys enjoy this little update. We're going to continuously work on it. We're still obviously like workshopping different things, but we kind of like what we got here. This is a nice starting foundation.
Absolutely.
That we can build upon and have some exciting content surrounding. So we appreciate you. Also, make sure to check us out on Patreon, where we're going to have a new Bonus Plus episode this week, which is super exciting.
Hell yeah.
We're very excited, you know, alongside maybe something.
Let's have a little extra, too, you know.
Maybe, yeah, maybe something else might also be coming out this week. Maybe.
Maybe.
Like, I don't know. I have a feeling, you know?
Something might.
Something. It's crazy. But, like I said, very appreciate everyone who is tuning in on whatever you are, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. however you consume our content. We appreciate you over on Patreon as well. Again, there's some free tiers just to get some updates at patreon.com/resyncpodcast. Lots of interesting stuff to find out there. And if you're feeling so inclined to, you know, give us a little cashola, we're more than willing to give you some extra content on the side, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll get out of here. I appreciate you guys. And remember, nothing is true.
And everything is permitted.
See you later.